John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Along with being a very popular song, it is also now a new book. I'm talking about Don't Stop Believing, the man, the band, and the song that inspired generations. Jonathan Cain, the composer of that song, is joining us now. His new book is available as of today, wherever you buy your books. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, John. Actually, I'm a co-author, along with Neil and Steve on that song. Excited about the book coming out. It's been a long time coming. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame really was the pinnacle of the whole thing, and after going through that experience, I knew exactly how to finish it.
Did it seem like it took longer than it should have for Journey to make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay.
Look at Bon Jovi, my gosh.
That song, Don't Stop Believing, not only did it make that album a huge success, when it first came out, it was a huge song in its own right. Then Glee got a hold of it, and it got this resurgence. Then The Sopranos got a hold of it.
But don't forget Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages got a hold of it. I can't think of another song that has been a hit that many times done by the same band.
You know what? It just, like Thomas the Train, it keeps chugging along. and we were grateful for it. We had no idea, you know, the day we finished it, it was going to have the lasting power that it did. But we opened up the album with it. We believed that it was the way to tell the story of the new sound of Journey. Mm-hmm. And that was actually, you know, my first album. You know, I had the title sitting in my notebook. My father had given me that advice on the phone in a frustrating bill-paying, you know, frenzy that I was in. And he sent money to me and said to me, I'm going to send you a check. Don't stop believing. Stay where you're going.
Because he came up with that, does he get a royalty also?
He got a lot of royalties. Yeah, we got him going in Phoenix. I got him out. I went to Chicago and I pulled him out of Chicago. He was stuck there and nobody left. None of his friends. He was depressed. I'm like, Dad, time to go in the sun, you know. So I took him to Phoenix and got him out on the golf course. Got him a part time job, and yeah, he lived his last years in pretty darn good style. You know?
Well, that's good. That's great. That's a good son.
Well, that's what you want to do, you know. I paid him back every dollar and then some, you know.
I was born in 1982. One of the first rock videos I ever remember seeing is the infamous Separate Ways video.
Right.
Was it as cheesy as it came off when you guys were filming it? What kind of conversations were you having? I mean, wonderfully cheesy. I'm not knocking it. I love it. But what kind of conversations were you having as you were filming that?
We had no idea what we were doing, okay? we had no idea. I mean, MTV was brand new, you know, and mm-hmm. and it was like, okay, we're going to go make a video. And really what happened was Neil had made a video with this guy, John, called No More Lies. And Neil's video came out pretty good. So we thought this guy knew what he was doing. And we, you know, when we saw what he had for the songs, we were like, oh my, you know, oops, you know, and I knew something was wrong when I was playing air keyboard, you know. I was like, we're going to do what now? You're going to take the keyboard away and I'm playing it on the wall, you know.
It's incredible.
It was so cheesy and campy that it became a classic, you know.
Is that video the reason why you started using NFL films to make your videos?
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. You know, and then we had to endure Beavis and Butthead, you know, for 2 years. I remember one of them called me Huey Lewis, and is that Huey Lewis on keyboard? Oh, no. Oh, don't drag Huey into it. He didn't do nothing. We just made a cheesy video, you know.
Well, the book is called Don't Stop Believing, the man, the band, and the song that inspired generations. Of course, it is Jonathan Cain of Journey. Jonathan, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. This was great.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.